Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
All right, is everybody recording? Does everybody have their Audacity set so that it won't cut out 9 minutes of audio?
I'm recording. I have told my Mac to disable AppNap, so hopefully Audacity will not just suddenly go, what? Huh?
You suspect.
I am. Highly.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about Bat Kid, Andy and his wife practice being evil, I go see Thor the Dark World, and Noah gets doored. And when you hear this sound...
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers.
Alright, and Eeyore. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And there you have it.
So,
we're back.
We're front.
Hopefully we'll make it to the end of this episode. We'll see.
was one of us going to die?
Oh, did you not listen to last week's episode?
Oh, how we kept cutting out, right?
We, by me, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where I was in the middle of editing it, and at about 2:30 in the morning, my voice just comes back on Tancast and goes, you know what? Fuck it. We're all done with this.
Andy, no, you ruined Tancast.
I do. I blame my Mac.
All right. My son just took a shit in the toilet, and my wife is super happy about it.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Hooray!
What, she cheering?
Look at all that poop in the toilet.
He pooped in the toilet. Yeah! He pooped in the toilet!
For a second, I thought you were going to go with, like, a love shack. He pooped on the toilet.
There goes Michael pooping in the toilet.
There you go.
The whole toilet shimmies. Well, everybody's pooping it down, and it's down, and it's down.
And it's brown.
Ah, damn it. Everybody's pooping, baby. Folks lining up outside just to splash down.
Oh, you know what?
Chicken butt.
Funky little shack. Still works.
Shall we continue all this merriment with some tan laughs?
Let's!
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Why so serious?
Tan laugh time. You send jokes in and we read them.
And I thought my jokes were bad.
Tan
read this one from Jonathan, and first I'm going to read it the way it's supposed to be, then I'm going to read it how I thought it was, and you'll see why I was confused for a second.
Fair enough.
How are women and tornadoes alike?
I don't know.
They both moan like hell when they come, and they take the house when they leave.
I think we did this one before.
We might have, but I read at first, how are women and tomatoes alike? And then the punchline made no goddamn sense. So there's a little bit of extra comedy that we didn't do the first time.
I am never opening the crisper at Jonathan's house.
Or hey, maybe I am.
Hey, man, what you got in here? Oh, okay.
Why is the house gone?
I threw up some tomatoes yesterday. Well, that would explain it, I guess. I'll do a tan laugh.
All right.
Do it.
This is from Chelsea. And she says, I figured sending these early
Chelsea
enough.
Chelsea.
All
right. Now that we're done mocking old Andy, and I'm not old Andy, I'm new Andy.
We're done mocking old Andy. We just take breaks.
Oh, okay.
We're never done mocking Andy. Forever mocking. That's what our new group chat should be. Forever mocking.
your Wi-Fi is conspiring against your ability to make fun of Andy. Because we're not mocking Andy.
Okay. So this break in the mocking is brought to you by Chelsea. Chelsea, for all your Kelsey needs. And Chelsea, or Kelsey, says, I figured sending these early enough, surely they'll be read before 2014.
Joke's on you. Don't read them. Stop. Stop it.
Delete.
So we'll get back to those in 7.5 weeks.
Or 9.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Them. Mickey Rourke, you so sexy.
Ice cubes on your titties.
What?
Tummy?
Were they? I've never seen it. I've only seen the Hot Shots parody of it.
Was it a grape that he launched from her belly button into her mouth?
I don't know, but that was the exact scene I was thinking of just then. I think it was a strawberry, but it could have been a grape. Anyway.
I got to see that movie again. Back when parody movies didn't suck. When it wasn't just like, hey, this movie that we've all seen and we're referencing now. You've seen it, right? Isn't that funny that we reference it? Anyways. A little girl is in line to see Santa. When it's her turn, she climbs up on Santa's lap. And Santa asks, what would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas? The little girl replies, I want a Barbie and a G.I. Joe!
Huzzah!
Santa looks at the little girl for a moment and says, I thought Barbie comes with Ken.
Nah, says the little girl. She comes with G.I. Joe. She fakes it with Ken.
Zing!
Poor G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Wait, why poor G.I. Joe?
Poor Ken, poor Ken, poor Ken.
Yeah, we're going to rename him.
He's got a rounded mound for his man flesh, and G.I. Joe is cuckolding him.
Yep. Given the size difference, I suspect Barbie just tucks all of G.I. Joe up inside her.
Could be one of the original G.I. Joes that were huge.
Oh, this is true. Very true.
Come on, man. Think about it.
Yeah. Andy, why don't you think about things sometimes?
With the lifelike hair and the kung fu grip?
Could be The Rock.
Could be.
Or Bruce Willis, apparently.
Could be.
Did any of us see that?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh!
And?
What was it like? Tell us stories.
It was okay. It was...
I think, you know... Your stories suck and you should feel bad about them. You are no longer the Jackson Pollock of word pictures. You are now a kid scribbling on a wall.
Which you barely heard Andy say last episode.
I'm more like a kid smearing my own feces on the wall.
Yes. Those are the word pictures Noah paints.
Turd pictures.
So we're talking
about this now. Thank you, Tim. Sorry, Noah, what?
We're talking about the G.I. Joe movie, right? The sequel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe I talked about it, and I mentioned that, like, at one point they lock up, like, the bad guys in this super deep, like, you know, prison. But, like, they leave doors fucking wide open. Like when they're trying to, like, go stop them, like, really, why would you leave that door open? The whole point of a prison is it for it to be secure. Like, oh, should we close and lock that door over there so people can't just walk out when they bust out of their thing? No, just leave it ajar. It's cool.
Well, they never get out of the first thing, so I don't even know why we have all these other doors. One door is enough.
It's just like, really? Come on, people. I mean, it was okay. Like, it was not as bad as the first one.
Well, there's a ringing endorsement.
Oh, those are certainly
words. Don't walk, everybody.
Strung together.
So, you know, we all know that what's his name dies in that movie, right?
Channing Tatum?
Yes. So I... Spoilers.
I honestly didn't know, but that was me fake caring.
So I guess I thought he was, like, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, wait, you know, I realized he wasn't in the movie anymore, and I thought they had did reshoots so he would stay in the movie completely, but no, they just did reshoots so he would be in the movie a little longer. And, like,
I thought they did reshoots so he showed up again at the end for a future sequel. Like, oh, it turns out he wasn't dead.
I did not see him. Like, I was expecting him to pop out or something. Nothing.
So they just put a couple extra scenes in it before he gets killed?
Yeah, I guess to kind of build like the repertoire between him and the Rock a little bit more, so you feel like, oh man, he's dead.
Heh.
But yeah, let me make sure there's no scene after the credits, because yeah, I'm pretty sure like I checked and there was like nothing. I was like, oh wait, Channing Tatum doesn't.
Stupid
G.I. come back?
Joe trying to make us feel feels.
He didn't Channing all over your Tatum?
He did not. Oh, there's a new website called After the Credits.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
I wonder if it's better than Media Stinger, which sucks now.
That's right, Media Stinger. You suck now. You suck the dicks and the tits.
Like, I remember Media Stinger used to make it so easy to find, like, here's the movies that are out right now. And now I have to, like, scroll around and be like, where the fuck is the movie I want to see? Anyways, yeah, so, see G.I. Joe 2, not G.I. Joe 1.
Woo! You know what? Between eating shit and drinking piss, I'll do neither.
Well, if you had to choose...
I don't. That's the beauty of America. This isn't Russia.
If you had to, someone's holding... You know what? I'm going to come to your house, Tim, with a gun. I'm going to make you choose. just to prove a point.
I'm going to make you murder me just to prove another point.
Why are you making me do this, Tim? Why?
Because G.I. Joe's shitty.
Tim, just drink the piss. Don't make me do this. I did not anticipate you would say that, Tim.
Checkmate.
All right, you have another chat left, Eddie.
Yeah, there's another chat left in this email. Every year, Grandma and her grandkids, Susie, Jill, and Billy, come and stay with her over Christmas. Every Christmas Eve, they would make a big bowl of cookie dough so that they could make cookies on Christmas Day. And every time, the next morning, the cookie dough would be gone. The grandma could never catch them, so this year she put metal BBs in the cookie dough. The next morning, the cookie dough was gone, and Susie came running downstairs. Grandma, I went to the bathroom to pee, and BBs came out. Susie, Grandma said, I know you've been eating cookie dough. Sit down. Then Jill came down and said, Grandma, I went to poo, and there were BBs in it. Jill, I know you've been eating cookie dough. Sit down. About 5 minutes later, little Billy came. Grandma, something terrible happened. I was jerking off in the garage, and I shot the cat.
What the fuck?
This joke doesn't seem to understand how eating works.
Or semen production.
Yes. I mean,
there's just flawed anatomy lessons all over this joke. Do not take this joke into your anatomy final and think you're going to be all right.
I'm assuming that every once in a while, every guy has managed to pull off, you know, one of those porn star shots where it's like, whoa, that went quite a ways.
Not even that. How did what he ate get into his testicles to be shot out of his urethra during ejaculation?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
More than that, how come they're not running in screaming in fucking pain? The BB just came out of my urethra.
With sufficient velocity to shoot the cat.
How about, hey, Grandma, I'm bleeding out my penis hole right now.
Unless he was holding that cat down, jerking off onto it. Hold still, kitty.
Wait. You don't do that?
Is that not a thing that people do? I thought everybody did that.
Well.
I mean, you know, pussy's pussy, right?
Classic.
Out of the blue last night, my wife goes, is it wrong that occasionally I just want to shave our cats to see how long it would take to grow back?
Nope. Tell her to do it.
That's a weird thought you're having there. Like, okay, just testing the water.
Yeah, I think if we could all, like, listen in on each other's thoughts, like, we wouldn't hang out with anyone. Because I'm sure we have all, like, fucked up, like, what the fuck are you thinking about right now? I'm like, you know, don't worry about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just thinking.
Just walking along the street, look over, like, huh, that fence got a knot hole about 3 feet up. I bet you I could fuck that knot hole while standing.
Maybe I'll come back later and try it.
Stop out of Winnie the Pooh cups.
Do I hear Andy's voice?
I think you do.
That's awesome. Thank you.
A dragon with eyes.
Okay, everybody out.
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited. To be watching the original Winnie the Pooh movie on Netflix, eating popcorn out of Winnie the Pooh bowls, and drinking out of Winnie the Pooh cups.
That is a revelation that could not have waited.
Could not.
It had to be said now.
Yes.
Because afterwards, there, all those things would have evaporated into the ether, and you would have never been able to explain it.
I would never have enjoyed that moment to share with you.
I feel better.
We all do. I think we've all learned and grown.
Does Noah have a tan laugh?
I do. And I will give it to you.
Give it.
In just a second.
Now.
All right, here I go. This is from Tyler. It's the music-based ones. I'm pretty sure we haven't read, right?
Maybe.
Sure.
Okay.
Doesn't sound familiar yet.
Here's some music-based jokes for this episode of Tancast. Why don't DJs play pool?
Why not?
Because they always scratch. Wicca, wicca, wicca.
City.
You all right?
Did he write wicca, 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 or was that you?
That was me.
Okay.
How do you put a twinkle in a soprano's eye?
I don't know.
Shine a light in her ear.
Oh, burn, sopranos.
So a soprano's not supposed to be very smart?
I don't know that that was a thing, but sure.
I guess if you're an alto, girls be bitchy.
Is that it?
No, I got more. Why do bagpipe players march when they play?
To get away from that sound?
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. One, Tim 1, Andy 0.
Hey!
What's the difference between a DJ and a dog?
Fuck Noah!
A dog knows when to stop scratching.
That was funnier the more I thought about it.
Untrue. They do not.
How'd you know, Catboy?
I've had dogs.
What'd you call him?
I called him Catboy. I'll save your expertise when we're talking about some fucking cats.
I thought you called him Fatboy.
Oh, that would be rude.
How would you know, you Fatboy? That's not very nice.
How dare you offer an opinion on dogs? You're fat.
That would be just messed up, like, every time he says anything. I'm hungry. How'd you know, Fatboy?
Tim made me sad. Well, you deserve it, Fatboy. I'm going to go eat. Big shock there, Fatboy.
Why don't you go eat some popcorn out of Winnie the Pooh head?
Yeah. They're not Winnie the Pooh-shaped bowls. They just have pictures of Winnie the Pooh upon them.
Just imagine, like, you cracked open Winnie the Pooh's head and there's popcorn inside.
Sort of like, you know, chilled monkey brains. Except there was popcorn in it.
I'm going to crack open your skull and drink whatever comes out.
Whoa.
Oh.
What's,
too much?
What's going on there?
Drawn together.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
Okay, I got two more.
Let's do it.
What do you get when you play country music backwards?
I know this one, so I'm not going to ruin it. So I'm just going to say, what?
Happier?
You get your house, your car, and your wife back. And your dog comes back to life. It's a little creepy because his eyes hang out of his head, but it's all
right. That's okay. You can just pet that thing right back in.
Here, let me just shove that back in for you. Boop. And finally, here's an oldie but goodie. What's better than roses on your piano?
Two lifts on your organ.
Ding, ding, ding. You are right,
Boom.
Andy.
Boom. I remember things I have heard before.
We have a tie.
I thought it was going to be like not having a gay-ass piano.
What's better than roses on your piano? Having friends.
Oh, burn. Burn it.
Oh, yeah. Burn it down.
So, yeah, that one ended with a tie.
Woohoo!
Hooray!
All right. So, before I forget to put the jingle in this week, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Mine was okay. I am now confirmed for travel to Detroit on Tuesday.
Lucky that dog. Is good news.
Yes, it is. Yep.
People are just going to go buy the whole city?
Here's $5.
I got some change in my pocket. I think downtown looks nice. No, I'm going to leave my house early in the morning, drive to the airport, fly into Detroit, stay in Detroit for like 7 hours, drive back to the airport. Well, I mean, like, it's going to be a little outside of Detroit. Drive back to the airport, stay at the airport a couple of hours, fly home for 2 hours, arrive home around midnight. And people at work are like, dude, that's insane. That's like an 18-hour travel day. Why the fuck are you doing that? I'm like, so that I don't stay in Detroit.
Wow.
Like, what a dick. I am minimizing my Detroitings.
What's wrong with Detroit, man?
Nah, nothing's really wrong with Detroit.
Why
well, I mean, plenty's
Detroit.
Wrong with Detroit, but I'm just
Detroit's
breaking
Detroit's having a rough time as it is.
I know.
Doesn't need any Andy hate.
I'm breaking Detroit's balls.
Detroit's brawls are fucking broken. I think they sold one for crack.
Oh. That's tragic.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Guess we're moving on.
What you gonna do?
Oh, well, Detroit.
So I'll be able to report back next week exactly how cold Detroit is.
Keep fucking that chicken.
Indeed, keep fucking that chicken. And if you're ever in sunny Marietta, Georgia, keep fucking that big chicken.
Huh?
Somebody had a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and somebody else built an enormous chicken statue up on the top of it, and it became a local landmark. It is simply referred to as the Big Chicken. To the point that I understand people give directions based on the Big Chicken, like drive until you get to the Big Chicken, then make a left.
You felt needed to fill your brain with, but Bat Kid couldn't be bothered.
Oh, I filled my brain all up with Bat Kid last night.
After a while.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
Yes, well, fuck you guys.
I shall not be fucked.
Well, then don't fuck you guys.
Aha! Victory is mine!
You know, fuck you guys or not. Whichever you decide. It's a free country.
Yeah, so Bat Kid. He was adorable.
Have you seen, like, either of you have enough cynical people in your various Facebook or Twitter feeds to have heard, like, negative backlash?
I saw one tweet, and, you know, it was a valid tweet, but, you know, it was like a supervisor, and he got, like, a lot of backlash because of it.
Oh, really? What was the super, was it somebody personal you can't talk about, or?
No. I mean, it wasn't entirely accurate, but, he was just saying, like, he wonders how much, you know, he's waiting on Bat Kid. I wonder how much of this money could be used to pay for SNAP, which is like some program to feed like homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, certainly, something like this is not like an all or nothing thing. Like you can only do one or the other. But, you know, there were a lot of resources put into that, which it's sweet on one hand, but it's also like, well, what about all these other kids that are suffering? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think it's good to have that stuff, but, you know, it's good to remind people like, hey, you know, this kid's not the only one that's suffering. There are other kids every day who are having, you know, problems.
Yeah, but so this happened. You know, Make-A-Wish's donations fucking spiked like crazy because of all this.
I think I was reading somewhere that their website went down because it couldn't handle the traffic or something like that.
So that means a bunch more kids now have more money to make more wishes come true because of this. And they're making it sound like the city foot the bill for all this. The city paid for a tiny fraction of all this. Most of this
right,
was
right. And that's why I said it wasn't entirely accurate. Like, you know.
Yeah. I just did that because I got a lot of that. Like, oh, the city can do this, but they can't do this for this other part of this. I'm like, the city barely did anything. The only reason this got so much attention is because they called for volunteers and then a ton of people volunteered and made it into a big thing. Like, they've done this already for another kid. It just wasn't Batman, and so it didn't get the immediate attention, but
it was Aquaman,
and no one showed up. And they're like, fuck that kid.
No, I think it was Robin. It's like, well, that's sad. Go big or go home.
No, it was actually just a completely made-up superhero.
Oh.
Like Electron Man or something, because the kid wanted to have superpowers, so they arranged a similar thing in a city, and they made it so that he could do something that turned the electricity back on, or something like that.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham.
Somehow he got like some sort of electro power and he defeated two villains. And it was the same thing. It was just, you know, it didn't capture the public imagination like this Bat Kid did.
Well, because it's Batman.
Kind of. And fuck, this is where you really see why Marvel is crushing DC. There was no fucking official Warner Brothers presence anywhere during this. Like,
wow.
How the fuck was Zack Snyder not there with Ben Affleck? How did they not fucking pull Christian Bale out of mothballs? Even Adam West. Somebody. Get somebody down there. The fucking president took 6 seconds to vine about it. Warner Brothers couldn't do something. If the kid had been, you know, into Spider-Man, you know fucking Disney would have been there with fucking a guy in a Spider-Man costume, Mickey Mouse in a Spider-Man costume. There would have been fucking churros passed out. Like, fucking Disney would have been on it. Warner Brothers like, oh, we'll send one tweet. I think we're solid, right? Yeah, nailed it. Marketing! I mean, not to be cynical, this wasn't a marketing, that wasn't the point of it, but still,
yeah.
Be like, oh, you like our brand, we should probably do something to support you for liking our brand this much and giving it this much attention.
Yeah, we're going to come confetti all over this place. This is going to be, it's just going to be confetti flying around.
Yeah, like they had to make their own Batmobile. Fucking rip the Tim Burton 1989 Batmobile out of whatever thing it's in and send it down there.
Yeah.
You can send it out for every fucking Comic-Con show that so you can pose for pictures for it with $30. Fucking send it down to fucking San Francisco. You pieces of shit. Fuck you, Warner Brothers. Man of Steel sucked.
Whoa, Tim, tell me how you really feel.
Oh, I think you know how I feel.
He feels that Man of Steel sucked.
Oh, but you know, I don't want to get off back too early if anybody had more to add to it.
It was just sweet and touching and, you know.
When that kid grows, and I assume, because his cancer's in remission, so I'm hoping that means that he will live longer than now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Do you realize how mind-bending it is that the president addressed him personally? I mean, yes, all the other stuff is also mind-bending, but, like, fucking... Oh, yeah, John Kennedy once said something to me personally. Like, that, what? What? Yeah. Same, like, you don't think about it because he's, you know, our president now, but that's a historical figure that took time out of his day to go, yo, bro, you're doing it.
Yeah. Yo, bad kid. You're the man.
No, it wasn't even yo, bad kid. It was something like, you know, like...
He said Miles, way Miles. To save Gotham City. Called him by name.
Yes.
And then someone forgot to turn off the camera, so he was awkwardly sitting there for the last 2 seconds of the vine. But what are you going to do?
Hey. Editor Tim here. Actually, what happened was the video was on 2 seconds too early, so he's awkwardly sitting there 2 seconds before he talks, not 2 seconds after he talks. So the rest of the stuff is all technically wrong. Fuck you, Tim Bab.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Edit? Yeah. Nah. You can't edit on Vine. Someone should have just stopped the camera.
I'm going to go watch that now. It cracks me up.
Way to go, Miles. Way to save Gotham City. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, are we done here? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh, and of course, if you go to look at that vine, don't look at the comments, because people thought, oh, here's the President of the United States taking time to give a little shout-out to a boy with cancer. Time to tell him he sucks.
Wow.
Time to call him the N-word. Time to tell him to go back to Africa. Yep, that's entirely appropriate for what's going on right now.
Or, people, you know, ever appropriate.
I feel like people
ever.
Who use Vine and stuff like that comments are like my mom. Like, my mom would go on Facebook and just comment on something that has nothing to do with what she's saying. Like, oh, hey, honey, I heard you were, like, you know, how's your diarrhea? Like, I heard you weren't feeling very well. You know what I mean? Like, like, really? You can't just, like, you know, start your own little status? Like,
no, just updated his status. Just got a promotion at work. Pretty stoked. Hey, hon, how's your IBS doing? I heard you ripped up a bathroom.
Parents.
Just started dating this lovely lady. Hey, babe, is the rash gone?
I just wanted to tell you your grandmother died.
Oh no.
Oh.
Sadness.
Oh no.
My grandma's been dead for a while. It's all right.
No, all right. Screw that bitch then.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh.
I know. That's why I had to say it while laughing so it wouldn't be awful.
Oh, so long as you say it while you're laughing.
Because if I said it serious, then it's like, hey, no. I don't know. It's not. It doesn't make it a ton better, but it doesn't make it as bad.
Tim, I hate your fucking guts. I hope you die.
I mean, no lie, that is better.
It is. Yeah, because imagine it could have been, Tim, I hate your fucking guts, and I hope you die.
So that's just what Andy sends me every night after... After I'm not off to sleep, he sends me that voicemail.
What you're saying is, if you got to tell someone something bad, you should do it while laughing.
Exactly. You have AIDS.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Hello? Hi, stranger. I killed your dog.
Well, it's going to be sad, but you said it while you're laughing, so, you know, what can I do?
That makes me so sad. I'm going to find you later and rape all your holes.
As usual.
too far.
And he finds a dark place inside the dark place.
And well, he goes deep into the dark place.
He finds the part where no light escapes.
Speaking of being horrible people, I wanted to tell you guys about the conversation my wife and I had last night. So she's been catching up on
Were you naked?
Mm-hmm.
Were you naked?
No.
Was she naked?
No. Well, yes, she was.
Yay!
Was anyone in the world naked?
Somewhere, sometime.
Can I get naked now while you tell the story?
You can.
All right.
I will wait. Just let me know.
Done.
Yay, nudity!
You just brushed your hand against your mic.
Shh! Noah!
I thought you liked NPR!
Quit peeling back the curtain.
I like it because they do real things. They don't just push their hand against the mic and go, now we're somewhere else doing things.
Well, now I'm in Finland. Welcome. Tell the story.
Welcome to fresh air blowing across my balls.
You know we're there because we'll start brushing our hand against the mic.
Welcome to fresh air blowing across my balls.
Thank you. I felt that I did not get the notice it deserved from Noah, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, it hurts. Okay, tell your story.
Okay,
I'm laughing
Andy,
too much. I'm laughing too much. Andy needs to tell the story. That'll calm me down.
All right. That's good. So, Tim, last night I was talking
That's not what I meant.
Oh, sorry. So my wife and I were talking. She's telling me that she's still in the process of catching up on old Tancasts. Uh-huh. And she got to the one where we were talking about the vagina cakes. And she clicked through on the show notes because she had to go see these things for herself. She's like, oh, my God. I mean, I was like, yeah, like the fucking the vaginas with the heads like crowning. And she's like, no, like the teeth and the lovingly frosted butthole. I'm like, yeah, that was pretty awful. She goes, no. The worst one was the one that felt the need for pubes. The coconut shaving pubes. I'm like, well, it's just to remind me of that time I accidentally ate out my grandma.
Wow.
And she lost it, and I started to play that game with myself, the one-up game, like the three of us would play, of the, nope, I can go worse. So I changed it to, wait, I mean, that time I, insert air quotes, accidentally ate out grandma. And I realized the addition of air quotes makes that 1,000 times worse. So she's just about dying laughing, and in between her sobs, she manages to squeak out, well, what do you expect? That's what I was doing in the coffin. Like,
Jesus.
Oh my God, I think my wife just won. So I tried to top her, and I went, I really blame the people who insisted on open casket. And she goes, and the mini skirt. I'm like, I'm done. You win. So we were going to wake Drew up as we were just like just tears rolling down our eyes laughing at what horrible people we are. She's like, sometimes we're awful. I'm like, yes, but we're awful together, which is good because I don't think the world could handle just one of us off on our own.
I can't tell you now.
No, this is clear. You make that abundantly clear every week.
That's not what I meant, but all right.
Oh, did either of you, switching gears like Noah, see the Daily Show where they were talking about that dude who quit the Miami Dolphins because he was getting, like, just horribly harassed and bullied?
I have not, but I will probably see it tomorrow or the next day.
Ah, so. Well, you are in for a treat.
Well, not only that, like, the guy also got suspended, the guy who was harassing him. And then, like, all the other Dolphins were like, oh, yeah, that's just what we do. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we just, you know, badgered the newbies into paying $15,000 for trips to Vegas that they didn't attend.
Yeah, it seems pretty shitty.
Yeah. And like, they played, like, voicemails of what the dude was saying. And, like, every single thing that they showed about this guy, it was like, one thing is worse than the next. And every single thing that got worse, I was like, man, I don't appreciate Tim and Noah enough.
What?
Because you guys could be so much worse to me.
Well, you know.
That sounds like such like a battered wife thing to say. Well, he beats me, but at least he doesn't break my arm like my friend over there. Like,
at least he doesn't use the brass knuckles. He just does an open-handed slap.
Yeah.
Like a gentleman.
Like a sir with a monocle.
He puts some spats on.
And then he spits on me. He calls them his spit spats.
Saw that coming, was happy when we got there.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of things I saw, this is a ham-fisted segue if ever there was one, but Moving on to movies, I saw Thor 2.
How was it? I saw that you saw Thor 2.
Did you not see it?
I have not seen it because my wife and I were going to see it during a parents' night out thing last week, and then they canceled it, and then we were going to do it this week, and they canceled it again.
What's a parents' night out thing?
It's a couple of teachers at his school, we'll keep the kids until 10 o'clock at night, so it's like an after-school.
That's long.
Yeah. Well, it's like after-school babysitting kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the teachers make some extra cash from the parents, and the kids, have pizza and movie and playtime and whatever, and, it's like instead of just getting a sitter and, Drew just having one sitter to play with, he's got a whole shitload of kids to play with. Well, apparently they didn't have a whole shitload of kids, so, if there's not enough kids, they'll just cancel it, and they were, one under whatever their limit was.
Son of a bitch. Times.
Yep. It's like, well, I guess not. So, how was Thor?
Well, Thor 2 was very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Good.
I've
read mixed reviews, and that did not make me happy.
I would say it's certainly better than Thor. I would say that it's not it's not quite up to the level of an Iron Man, or the Avengers, obviously. But it's got the humor in it. Sometimes I feel too much. I felt Kat Dennings' character was a little too much. Just we're gonna shoehorn jokes into this girl's mouth every time she's on screen.
That seems to be Kat Dennings' thing, because that was how she was in Thor 1, and that is how she was in every instant of Two Broke Girls that I have been able to stomach.
I feel like they do that with Ryan Reynolds sometimes, too.
Yes! They're okay, every time he opens his mouth, it's gold. We're going to put them all in the movie. Pick a couple. Save a couple.
One for me, one for not me.
It's like paella. Use it sparingly.
Except Van Wilder.
Did you say paella?
Yeah, I did.
What are you using paella sparingly on?
On stuff that you use paella on, but you don't want to overdo it.
Do you know what paella
is? Pretty sure paella is...
Not a goddamn clue.
That's an entree, Tim. That's not a side or a topping. It's like meatloaf. You want to use it sparingly.
You do want to use meatloaf sparingly. That's an excellent counterexample. On your plate.
Okay.
Do you want... Wait, are you telling me you want to sit down and eat a whole meal of meatloaf, or do you want meatloaf along with other things? The same goes for paella. Your Honor, the defense rests. Literally, I'm lying down.
But paella would be like if you took a whole meatloaf meal and just mashed it all together. It is already all the things.
Is it all the things?
All the things. Everywhere.
That's why you don't want to eat it every night. Use it sparingly.
That's what paella translates to as English. It means everything in Spanish.
Oh, now Andy's Wi-Fi is fucking up.
Hey, is that true, Andy?
What? No.
The paella thing?
No, it doesn't mean everything.
Oh.
Everything!
I tire of your lies.
So does my wife.
But it's also you're good at selling it, though.
I am, which is why she tires of it. She's like, I never know if you just know random facts or if you're just feeding me bullshit.
But that's the problem.
The problem is he knows just enough random facts that you'd never know.
But at least, though, when you ask him, he'll cop. He'll cop to it.
Typically. As opposed to who?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Tim?
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you were going for.
Pigeons.
Let that shit float for years.
Oh, Tim, tell about that homeless guy with the pigeons. All right, so there's this one time I was high as fuck. Dude, this story seems to be shifting. Shh.
So anyway, it was when I was growing up, poor black kid in Minnesota.
Wait a minute.
My dad didn't support my musical dreams. So I had to start laughing in the Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
But anyway, what I did like about it is that it didn't take itself as seriously as Man of Steel did, and I realized that's why I didn't like Man of Steel. It just took itself too goddamn seriously. It was fun. Thor 2 was fun. There was parts where it was dark and, important shit was happening, but then they're like, hey, we're a goddamn superhero movie. Let's fucking lighten it up. That's it. Liked
Good.
it. If you had told me years ago that I would like a Thor movie better than Man of Steel, than the Superman movie that came out the same year, I'm like, whatever.
You would have fuck stabbed Thor somebody and... in the dick for saying that a couple of years ago.
Fuck Thor and fuck your face.
What about Superman? I mean, sorry, Batman. He's not, you know, that was not light.
He's not?
The movie, like, you know, it's not light and fun.
Oh, here's what I heard. What about Batman? He's not.
Yes, Noah, he is not. This is true. This is factually correct. Batman is not.
I don't know why it worked, because then The Dark Knight was pretty took itself pretty seriously as well. But I think, but like, they had Alfred and Lucius, who provided at least a little bit of comic relief.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say comic relief, but levity.
Yeah, that's a much better way of saying it, because it wasn't like they just said, "Ooh, me to help you out, Mr. Bruce Wayne."
Oh, that was terrible.
It's not who you are underneath, it's who you do that matter. Oh, you are not the hero we need. He's the hero we are deserving right now.
I saw once saw a kid playing with Ruby size of tangerine size.
Kill him. Perhaps you're wondering why I'm pulling your tongue out of your neck. Because you're goddamn annoying.
Misa was born in the darkness. You merely adopted it.
I think I'm starting to sound like Elmo.
Then you should ask Misa permission to die.
Elmo Binks.
Oh, Jar Jar.
That's all I got about Thor.
You know what? I bet you Larry Kasdan does not put Jar Jar Binks in the seventh fucking movie.
wouldn't make a solid bet on that.
Mm. Dude, what if the movie just starts with, like, Jar Jar Binks on screen going, "Osa Nosa!" And then he explodes. And that's it. No context.
And that's what they're avenging the whole rest of the movies. Somebody kill Jar Jar! Alright, I like it.
Can you imagine that as, like, pre-credits? Just, "Osa Nosa!" Wait, did I just start doing Superman?
No, that was Star Wars.
Sometimes John Williams scores get scrambled in my head.
Oh, you know, they're bringing John Williams back for the seventh Star Wars. What a great idea.
It must have been because of one guy.
Yeah, that one guy was John goddamn Williams.
He called them up and said, "Hey, I heard, fuck you guys, I'm doing this movie."
I'm 80.
Use it or lose it.
I'm too old to give a shit. I'm all out of shits to give. I have to pee 7 times a night.
And I give all my shits through this bag in my stomach.
Oh, no!
My prostate is fucking huge.
My prostate is the size of a... That's no moon.
My prostate is the size of a tangerine.
We had to get my prostate its own piano. Oh, fuck.
Oh, gotcha. Took me a second.
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
That's a second too long. That his prostate is now so large that it's joining him as...
composing.
Yes.
Tim's just fucking with you now.
I know, I really have no idea. Maybe I heard it wrong.
Okay.
We'll move on.
You'll hear it on the playback and you'll laugh. Or
probably
not.
Editor Tim here. I didn't end up laughing, but at least I do get it. The prostate is so big it's playing on its own piano to help compose music of John Williams. In my defense, the delay between Noah and Andy meant they were constantly talking over each other, so I couldn't hear the fucking joke. Whatever. Back to the goddamn show.
You will either laugh or you won't. This I can guarantee.
Those are my two options. So what about you, Noah?
What about me?
How was your week? What do you got to share?
I got doored.
You got adored?
Doored, like hit by a car door right on my bike.
Oh, you got doored. I thought you said you got adored.
Yeah. Like just women following Noah swooning.
One is way better.
I don't know. I mean, I get adored, too.
Yeah.
But
especially
getting
if you posted about being doored.
Much less pleasant. Getting doored. And I fucked that guy's door up. Like, it was not closing.
Good.
Yeah.
That guy's door.
And he... Yeah, I mean, I was all right. My shoulder hurt. I always want to say hurted, but that's not the correct word. My shoulder hurt for a few days, but it's okay now. But yeah, like, so I hit his door, and, like, it just bent it so far back, it just would not close. And he's just like, fuck, goddamn it. He was just, like, cursed up a storm. And we talked. I'm like, didn't you check? And he's like, I checked. You're riding too close. Because it wasn't like an actual bike lane. It was just like a road, and you share the road. But I was kind of riding to the side, you know, kind of like cars go by that were in the road. And then, yeah, and he opened the door on me.
Wow.
And you're like, which makes me think, though. So not only did I fuck his door, I ruined whatever errand he was going to run. Because, like, he got back into his car and drove away. I just realized that because I was like, wait, he was getting out to do something. And then, like, he got back into his car and was just like, I could hear him cursing, fuck, god damn it, as he drove away and his car door was open.
Sir, your door is ajar. Sir?
That would be terrible. Just ride up to him real fast. Like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but your door's not closing.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm okay, too. Yeah, it was definitely, it's something I've thought about, because, you know, obviously it is a risk riding your bike. Mm-hmm. It was not as bad as I thought it would be. Like, not that it was, like, pleasant, like, it's like landing on some fluffy pillows. This is great.
Nothing like stopping suddenly because of metal.
But, like, I kind of, like, fell down. Well, although, and also my adrenaline was pumping, so I didn't even really feel my shoulder until, like, maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes later.
Yeah. No, he reaches into his pants to play a little pocket pool. It's like, hey.
No.
After I don't have the range of motion I ought.
After the adrenaline stopped pumping from my veins. Like, it is crazy, like, what adrenaline will do to you. Like,
it is. Like, it'll just make you go quiet.
Because I just cocked my head like what? and then Andy's like, he'll make you go quiet. I was like, okay, good. I'm not the only one waiting for Noah to finish that like.
Nope. Noah, now you're like the half-completed poo on the wall painting.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah. Sorry, Andy.
Okay, fine. I went too far. I overreached again. Like Noah is incapable of doing.
Overreaching?
See?
Yes, because your shoulder. It.
All right.
You know, I was thinking back at like crazy adrenaline shit. I once took a hit in the nuts and it doubled me over, and the adrenaline kicked in. It was like all the nut pain went away. It's like, now is the time for revenge. And then we'll the revenge the was nuts. Over, and then the nut pain came back, and I almost puked.
Yeah, that would not be pleasant.
Yeah, man, nut pain is visceral. Like, literally. It gets right into your viscera.
Yeah, even if you don't, like, hit it very hard, like, you hurt. You just, like, kind of bump it sometimes in the right spot. You're like, fuck, that hurts a lot. Why does that hurt so much?
Why do I have an off switch? And why is it so, like, prominently placed? Why do I have these legs to guide anything that is moving upwards directly into said off switch?
Makes you wonder, you know, if you believe in God, what God was thinking.
He's thinking, I need to keep these motherfuckers in check. You know, God, I don't believe in you. Okay.
Someday these fuckers are gonna invent a rake, and on that day, fuck those nuts.
I once was lost, now I'm found.
It was kind of a religious experience.
We should wrap this up because I got places to go.
I get to work. I get to go to the dentist after this, and then work 4 hours of overtime today.
Woohoo!
Hooray!
Wait.
Stop
overtime
being jealous,
though,
Noah.
Means paying a half though.
Yeah, time and a half. But it still means 4 hours I'm not at home on my day off.
Yep. Fair enough. So you would pick
after coming from the dentist, which is always a pleasurable experience. So really, it's a shit sandwich. But
Andy?
I have to floss after eating it.
Do you have anything to add?
So Tim, before you eat that shit sandwich, are you going to drink some TP? PT. Whatever.
Port Townsend?
No. Yeah, sorry, I was trying to do a callback to the G.I. Joe conversation of whether you'd rather drink pee or eat shit.
Oh, PT.
Yes.
P-E-E-T-E-A.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I know.
Let's sign off.
Play him off, keyboard cat. Thanks, Noah. And no, I don't have anything else to add.
What are you doing now?
I love keyboard cat. Like, I don't know why. I just love that little beat. It's like da 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 da.
You're fucking weirdo.
All right, Tim, you're like the guy that like watches shit over and over again.
Yeah, like Jen, I can see you've been doing a lot of squats.
In fairness, my 2-year-old makes me watch that over and over again.
Oh yeah, right.
That particular thing.
Yes, that particular one.
I'm sorry, Danelle. My 2-year-old maybe watched this porn over and over again. He really likes the DP part. I don't know. Oh man, if only you could always just blame everything on your 2-year-old.
That's my plan. Even when he's like 27. 2-year-old's fault.
So
man,
Tim,
he doesn't live here anymore.
So remember that video that you couldn't watch about, you know, people taking pictures but they're actually taking a video?
Oh right.
That's I haven't watched the Obama thing, but I think that's what it's like. Like just kind of like people like opposing and just holding it, like looking awkward, like.
Oh.
But I'll have to watch the Obama thing and I will verify.
Well, now I got to watch that people taking video pictures thing, whatever.
I'll have to try to track it down again.
Hooray!
Hooray!
It got removed.
It did? That's right. I went to watch it. It had been removed.
Right.
I thought I couldn't watch it because I was at work and on my phone, but you're right. That was why I couldn't watch it.
So, yeah. Remember, never trust God to put your balls in a convenient place.
This week, you're doing it like a city coming together to create Gotham City for one sick little boy.
Aw. This week, I hate nut pain. Sorry, no. I'm just going to jump right on that one. I know this is going to be controversial, but I hate nut pain.
We're going to get letters. We're going to get letters.
You know what, though? I think I can do a pretty good job debating them. I can defend this position. You let me handle it.
Yeah, if you're a guy, I'm just going to kick you in the balls.
Show me where I'm wrong.
Where is that from?
We used to say that all the time at the theater.
Yeah, but where did it originate from?
I don't know.
Was it South Park?
I don't think so. I think like, we just started saying show me where I'm wrong. Because it was just a great debate idea.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I think they were just playing that song for that guy. It was like some terrible song. And like, yeah, like, no, it's going to be great. See, it's a good song. Or maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
No, I think it was really just you guys.
All right. Could be.
Your mom is a dirty, filthy whore. Show me where I'm wrong.
You know what? I think it was us. Show me where I'm wrong.
Touche, Tim. What am I saying, sir?
Tim, my dung fu is strong.
Speaking of, where does it come from? Who originally said, you're such a nutsucker?
Probably
not
Tim.
Okay.
I mean, he'd like to say fuck nut a lot.
It came out once, and then you laughed at it so much, it just became a thing.
Yes.
Really? I thought that was like a regular thing you would say.
It didn't start out as that. Yes. I went to call that guy something, and I was like, you're such a fuck nut. And you're like, what the fuck was that? Fuck nut. Meet other people for the first time, and then he calls him a fuck nut.
It was funny. I must admit.
Well, I can't show you where you're wrong.
No. So that was Dancast. Show us where we were wrong.
I mean, I think we're right, because we are doing it, so.
We are doing it! Ah, because we're doing it. That's a thing we say.
Now we done it.
We done did it.
It's been done.
Dancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast.
Oh, what's your timestamp, Andy?
1 hour, 12 seconds.
Whew. All right, we're good.
You're a little bit longer than me, but I think I start recording later, so we're good. As long you're longer and not shorter.
Wow, Noah doesn't really
finally
get to say that
longer
often
than Noah. Oh, feels good. Feels right. Today's the day, fellas. I'm going to conquer Canada.
Were we all still recording for that, or did we stop?
I was recording.
Yes! That's the fucking keeper! That's the best thing that ever happened to Tancast.
Now I'm stopping, though.
Okay, let's all stop.
The best things we do on accident.
Yep.